Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Angie Morgan's here. Angie is a new friend. She's the founder of LeadStar, which is a company that helps people like you and me become better leaders. She was in the Marine Corps as a captain once upon a time. We appreciate her service for that. Serves currently as the director of the Center for Creative Leadership Partners Network. She's the co-author of a book called Spark, How to Lead Yourself and Others to Greater Success. She's our new friend, Angie Morgan. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Jim. It's really great to be here, especially on a Monday morning when I get to start my day listening to Van Halen.
There you go. Does it get any better than that?
I can't think of.
So all I got, I just have one question for you, Angie. Who loves you?
Everyone.
Me, I'm the one with the music. Angie, you're gonna have to pick up the pace here. We're going into the bonus round in a minute. It's good to have you here.
About my universe, I'm like, well, I just coming out of church yesterday. I'm like, well, I was gonna say, God loves me, and my kids love me, my family loves me.
That's on Sunday. That's on Sunday. We're at work now. Hey, Angie, I'm glad you're here, and congratulations on your book. To you and your co-authors, let's talk about leadership. I in the previous segment, as I was telling the audience you were going to be here, you know, I rolled off a few of the classic leadership traits, some of which you guys include in your book, most of them you do. But one thing that your book is all about is something that I think a lot of people don't really think about when they think of a true leadership trait. They don't think about it as someone who creates other leaders. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely paramount, is how do you take this gift of leadership that you've worked hard to develop, but then use it to inspire others to be their best selves? I think there's no greater reward for any leader than to see, that next generation of leaders develop. And in Spark, what we attempted to do was, first and foremost, educate people on tried-true, proven leadership behaviors that influence and inspire others, but then conclude with resources to help them spread the word, because we firmly believe that when there are more leaders represented in businesses and organizations, among teams, heck, within the world, our world is a better place.
I was talking to a young man the other day, early 40s, he's doing great work at a company. He's called it, I think he's got a bullet to some much higher positions. I was talking to him. I was mentoring him a little bit, and I was just saying, "Have you noticed how many people are?" He was actually lamenting the fact that he was having to replace a bunch of people. I said, "Well, have you noticed where they're going?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "They're going to your peers or approaching your people." He said, "Yeah." He said, "I don't like that." I said, "Let me tell you something. You need to look at that a little bit differently." I said, "These are all these people that have left you are people that you have trained to be leaders." And I said, "That's not lost on the people who you work for." Things like that. If they see their business being populated by people that you trained, that's not lost on them. What do you think, Angie?
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely spot on in many ways. Well, you know, again, it depends on the type of leader that's leaving. You know, if you're a manager and you see your team members, you know, fleeing your organization, it could be because you're a really poor leader, or it could be because you've trained to develop them so well that others notice it. And
that was the case. That was the case. These people had openings above where he had openings, and they were, you know, they were hiring up. But I think that's one of the main areas. That there are seven. You guys point out seven leadership traits of leaders. The first one is character, of course. If you don't have character, then you're just a driver. You're not a leader. What do you think?
Exactly. And you know, the interesting thing about character, what I like to talk about, is that it's, you know, ultimately it's a manifestation of your values. And that's a really tough thing for people to recognize and come to terms with, is, you know, again, their character and how they live their life and whether or not people think that they have integrity. It's really about you know, how you're expressing your values. And so when we work with, you know, business professionals within businesses and organizations, it can seem a little soft and squishy and, you know, reflective, and it is. But if you don't know what your values are, you're at a really dangerous place for not acting in accordance with them. We talk a lot about this concept in Spark about how your values serve as self-fulfilling prophecies. So you, if you've ever wondered why, you know, good people do bad things, it's not necessarily because they're bad people determined to do bad things. Often it's because they're living their life so fast and furiously that they're not pausing to think about their values and how close they are to them. And so it does seem, you know, on the surface, a little soft to think about value, but as a leader, it's really important that you do the hard work and think what matters most to you and hold yourself to account.
I don't know how you can be a leader if you don't have a pretty good handle on your North Star. And mm-hmm. I don't know how you can be a leader if you don't help other people accomplish that. Because if you don't have a North Star, if you don't have some kind of if you don't know who you are, if you don't know what your throwdowns are and what your hold on to's are, I don't know how you can be a leader, Angie.
You know, and that was one of the very first things we started talking about in Spark 2, is that I think there are a lot of prominent people in prominent positions who don't perhaps live their values, yet we are determined to call them leaders. And the reality is that there's a lot of confusion around that term, leader. Just because you're a title holder doesn't make you a leader. Just mm-hmm. because you have a position of authority doesn't make you a leader. Leadership is about behavior. So you can be a boss without being a leader, but likewise, you can be a leader without having a job title. And that was a very important point that we wanted to make in Spark. Like, if you're picking up Spark because you want to develop your leadership skills, start off understanding it's not about positional authority, it's about behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a leader because the most important relationship you have to lead is the one with yourself.
Well, think about the individuals in history who didn't have any titles,
mm-hmm.
whom people followed.
Mother Teresa.
That's one. Gandhi,
yeah.
Another one. There's a lot of things like that, right? And so I agree with you. You said though someone who's a leader who's, you know, causing a problem because they're not living their values. Well, you know what? Maybe they are living their values. They're just not good values. I need your website, Angie.
True. What's that?
Your website.
It's leadstar.us.
The book is called Spark. The co-authors are Courtney Lynch and Sean Lynch. Angie Morgan's name is first on the book Spark. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.